USA Radio News.
Today, during the daily White House press briefing, much of the conversation and much of the questions revolved around Rudy Giuliani's comments made over the last 24 hours. Let's take a listen as Sarah Sanders addresses those comments.
When it comes to the other, the last instance that you mentioned, as Mayor Giuliani stated, this wasn't something that was initially known, but later learned. And again, we give the best information possible at the time, and we're going to continue to do that every single day.
A Frontier Airlines employee was stabbed to death today when he got in a fight with a coworker on the tarmac at Philadelphia International Airport. The workers got into an argument earlier this morning on the tarmac, and the injured worker was taken to the hospital with a stab wound to the stomach, but he later died. Today, President Donald Trump celebrated the National Day of Prayer by outlining steps that the administration is doing to safeguard religious freedoms. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
The war on terror is a battle that we are constantly fighting here in the United States. Well, former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson gave kudos to the Trump administration. Take a listen.
From my Homeland Security perspective, I give this administration, this president, and this Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, who's a friend of mine, a lot of credit for what they've done to almost completely demolish ISIS in Iraq and Syria, the so-called caliphate there, eliminating the ground force there, and frankly reducing the threat to the homeland. We still have to deal with the prospect of terrorist-inspired attacks by lone wolves, those who self-radicalize on the internet, but we've done a very good job of reducing the size of the land that they held in Iraq and Syria.
And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 5 points to close the day at 23,930. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rudy Giuliani's admission Wednesday night that President Donald Trump reimbursed his lawyer for paying off an adult film star was part of a larger strategy. That's at least according to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
You know, there's an old saying in the law, hang a lantern on your problems, right? So he comes in, he knows that there's been different stories being told about this payment and how it was made. So the fact is that Rudy has to go out there now and clean it up. That's what lawyers get hired to do. So he goes out there and he puts it out rather than having some reporter give breaking news that the president reimbursed it. So It's a typical thing to do.
Some lawmakers believe President Trump deserves a huge global award, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Given the strides made already with U.S.-North Korean relations, some Republican lawmakers are serious about the president deserving to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Reports are 18 Republican Congress members have sent a letter to the Nobel Prize Committee recommending Trump for the world's most coveted human rights honor. That letter was penned by Indiana Congressman Luke Messer, who says President Trump has worked tirelessly to apply maximum pressure on North Korea to bring peace to the region and the world. Democrats against the idea. Some say the world is no safer because of Trump, and the Nobel Peace Prize should not be a partisan gaming opportunity.
With 27 more women accusing former news anchor Charlie Rose of sexual misconduct, a report today calls into question CBS News' claim that his behavior was a surprise before he was fired last November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.